I know there's some people listening from Twitter. There's so many people. And I also want to big up my mom because I know my mom's listening over there in Harlem.
Hi, Harlem. And,
I'm so glad that you guys could join us tonight. Mikey Biggs, big up. Barney, I can't Illuminati. We were talking about I think we were talking about bleaching, and then, you know, from bleaching it went to Vibes Cartel, of course, and then we started talking about the Illuminati, which everybody is saying, you know, Vibes Cartel is probably a member of that group. So
he doesn't have enough money, but go ahead.
he might be starting out, Fran. He might be starting out. Anyway, what I wanted to do tonight was to, like, give you guys a little background at first. And if you guys hear any noise in the background, it's still early here in Cali. It's only 7:24, so you might hear my family in the background. But I wanted to give you guys a little background on the Illuminati. Right? Welcome, Spirit Warrior. Thank you for joining the room. And we always... Did we big up Mikey's friend?
Of course we big up
our engineer. Oh, okay. You know, we got to big up our engineer. So anyway, thank you, Mikey. I hope you're doing fine over there in England. Everybody, okay, Illuminati, crazy subject, right? What I was reading, we do research for our shows and anything. I was reading about the Illuminati, and I was surprised because everybody think, oh my God, when they hear Illuminati, they think, oh, these people are all devil worshipers and stuff like that. You know, they have these crazy rituals and hand signs, and, you know, everybody who's this big entertainer is in the Illuminati. And blah, blah, blah. So what I was reading was that, you know, the Illuminati was started in 1776 by a law professor in Bavaria. Okay? When they first started the Illuminati, it was to encourage free thought. Liberalism, republicanism, gender equality, and, you know, just to teach rationalism to people in schools, right? At first, it attracted, like, a lot of doctors, lawyers, politicians, because those were the people who are supposed to be, quote-unquote, enlightened. They wanted to enlighten. That's what Illuminati means, first of all. They wanted to enlighten the people of that time. Well, when they started the Illuminati, they started it in 1776, as I said. By 1785, the order was infiltrated because they had to be a secret society at that time, right? So in 1785 now, the order was infiltrated and broken up, suppressed by the government, the Bavarian government, because the government thought that the Illuminati was actually trying to take us over. Take the Bavarian government over, right? So, there's a lot of theories behind the Illuminati. If you guys know anything, if I'm not saying something that you know already, let me know. From there, we go to the Freemasons, right? The Freemasons were a group of people who, at one point, they were actually workers. They were the builders of the castles, okay, architects and all this. They were the workers who, darn it, I'm sorry, I forgot to do something. They were the workers who had to practice in secret, again, another secret society, because the government at the time didn't want them to have any power over the government that was leading, right? So the Illuminati and the Freemasons kind of joined together. First were the Freemasons, and they were started in Germany back in about the 16th century. Okay, across the world nowadays, there are about 6 million members of the Freemasons. Allegedly. It started back, some people say it started back in 1390, so that's kind of like the 14th century, but, you know, it started back just to educate people and allow free thinking of what was going on. Okay? So, from there, I want to go into some theories about the Illuminati. Since it has started, there have been theories that they have masterminded things like the French Revolution and the Reign of Terror. They were believed to serve the Jewish elites at the time and be intertwined with like college fraternities, gentlemen.
Anyone knows where you find a sign of the Illuminati? Like, this is something that you kind of use every day or see on a regular basis? Anyone knows? Anyone? The dollar bill. If you look at the dollar bill, people say that the pyramid with the eye, is supposed to be a reptilian eye. It's part of the sign of the Illuminati.
That came from the compasses, that the squares and the compasses that the Freemasons used to use. Mm-hmm. That particular sign.
Yes, and on the pyramid itself, like, they have a Roman numeral, and mm-hmm. it is equals 666, the 666. And it's like some Latin words on the dollar surrounding the pyramid, and once they do like an inverted triangle. And a correct triangle is the letters ASO, which are supposed to mean certain things. So it's strange. It's crazy.
Well, since the Illuminati started, it started as, you know, the secret society to enlighten people, right? Now it's morphed into this theory that these people want to establish the new world order.
I'm sorry, Miss T, before you go on, is everyone hearing us okay? Because Pia Warrior is saying that it sounds a little fuzzy.
Do I sound fuzzy? I'm sorry. Now, like I said, they established the order to enlighten people, but now it's believed that these people want to enact a new world order. It was a conspiracy to make one world government, secretive power of the elite with a globalist agenda. It's an organized political and they organize political and financial events and have an ongoing plot to achieve world domination through secret gatherings. Okay. It's also linked in the 1990s to fundamental Christians and anti-government militants at the time. Concerned with the end time emergence of the Antichrist. Is it me? Okay. So, the New World Order was referred to a new period in history where there was a change in political thought. That was in the 20th century, right? Possibly the persons that are, you know, involved in the Illuminati today, a theory is that these persons, which we'll call pawns, were made a deal with the devil to gain wealth and power, to have humanity into accepting a utopian world government, meaning one world order, right? It was also said that the new pope and the new age movement guru will be a false prophet or a fundamental Christian organization. Members of the Illuminati, believed members, are Tupac Shakur, which they said Tupac turned his soul over to Christ, and that's why he died. Kobe Bryant, Jay-Z, LeBron James, Spike Lee,
Rihanna.
The Rihanna, the Nike owner Phil Knight, a couple of U.S. presidents, by the way.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga were believed, you know, all these people that are rich beyond compare and are talented beyond compare. They said that the Illuminati actually represents 98% of the entertainment industry. So, like Fran said, the symbols that they use is the symbols for the rock, which you can always see. Jay-Z's always throwing up that triangle, which is just like on the dollar bill that Fran was talking about. And also, the number six, they have a hand sign for six. It's kind of like a B. I don't know how you do your hand like that, but that six. And also, when you see them throw up the three fingers, but it's the pinky, the ring finger, and your middle finger, because that's like 3-6 times or something like that, or 6-3 times.
Mm-hmm.
Because the other, your thumb and your pointer finger actually make a zero. So it's kind of like 6, but 3 times. Anyway. Thug Love is saying, I read Prince William will be the leader of the New World Order. I did not read. Where did you read that at, Thug Love? I would love to know. Okay. Spear Warrior says, there is no triangles on the pound. Sterling. On the sterling pound. Okay. Barney's saying he thinks the Statue of Liberty has a sign on it also.
It is not just an American thing. It is something. It's worldwide. They're saying worldwide. Powerful families. They even saying the royal family in England. You know, affluent people in Germany and other parts of the world. It's not just. It's not just in America.
Anybody, any rich dominating person. They're saying has that Illuminati. Is joining the Illuminati. Now, I was looking at some videos on YouTube, and I was reading some articles, and they were saying that when they do join the Illuminati, there's like a ritual that they have to go through. And this ritual represents like a death. Okay? So they have to like pretty much die by somebody cutting them. And then they lay in, they get placed in a coffin. And I guess when they open the coffin again, that is like that person's rebirth into this possessed state. So that was very weird to me that somebody would actually symbolize themselves dying to actually represent that.
Mm-hmm.
Even the Beatles are actually throwing up that... I guess we kind of, they throw up, it looks like an okay sign, but you know, we had to like hook it up a little, you know, us Black American people, sorry, had to like hook it up a little kind of way, so we kind of like just threw up the three instead of throwing up the okay sign.
They're also saying the Gates family, like Bill Gates, the Rockefellers, you know, a lot of people. I'm sorry, I want to welcome Barney to the panel. Hi, Barney. Oh, hello, he just Barney. Left us for a minute. All these celebrities, as you mentioned, Kobe Bryant, they're saying LeBron James, they're saying that they all engage in these satanic rituals, which are supposed to get them in. You know, as you said, they have that rebirth, you know, ceremony or ritual in which, you know, they're born again into this secret society, which is not so secret. Now, a lot of people, you know, saying that it is just a conspiracy theory. You know, it is just an assumption because not all people that are powerful and rich are part of this elite group. You know, back in the days, it was thought that it was only a white thing. So a lot of people argue about the fact now, okay, if it was just like a society for powerful whites, how come now all these people are said to be part of them? So that's kind of crazy.
Another sign that they brought up was the devil horns sign. If you guys look, you know, when you see those heavy metal people throw up the two fingers?
Yes.
Right? And then they had it combined where They could put two hands together and make like that devil horn sign. That was also thought to be a sign of the Illuminati, mm-hmm. and your allegiance to Satan. You know, they were saying, hey, you guys, you might think these signs are common, you know, but not really. They're not. They are just started way back when to be secret signs between these people to say, okay, you know, I'm a member. I'm good with you. We can go for, you know, have our secret meetings and do all these things. Now, I've heard like different articles of people admitting that they were part of the Illuminati, but exactly, you know, who it is or what it is, they have not, you know, it's not been verified by each person that they are a member, because they want to be secretive.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and it's a secret society.
Welcome,
they're not supposed to know.
You're not supposed to know. So it's a good thing, you know, I think it's coming more. It's a good thing that this thing is coming more to light, because, you know, we have to look out. I think a lot of people are thinking, okay, 2012, big date, 12/21/12, the world is going to end. Right. And
that's what Jakura said in his song.
And then they have, you know, all these happenings are leading up to the end of time. And if you read the Bible, you would see that the end of days, they're going to have a big war and the Antichrist is going to come back. And so if this group of people is propelling us to that, propelling us to the end of time, and they actually want to make sure that, you know, when the end of time comes, that the Antichrist will be there, and that they will actually, you know, be saved by the devil, be on the devil's side, obviously, because he is the one who's supposed to take over. Thank you so much. Take over. At the end of time, if he's gonna promise you riches beyond, first you get promised riches, and I guess you get promised, you know, strength or talent or whatever you want to get, and then you get promised everlasting life. You never die. So when you go to be on the devil's side, you know, you have to be prepared. This is what he prepares you for. Hmm. He's preparing you for the end of time.
Fletch is saying that. I'm sorry, not Flex. Barney's saying that we heard the same thing, that the world was going to end when it was year 2000, you know, the new millennium, and, you know, all computers were going to crash and it was going to be the end of the world and all these things.
They weren't saying that because of the Illuminati, though. They were saying that because they felt that the bombs would be released. Remember?
That's right. But they're saying, a lot of people believe that everything that happens is a conspiracy theory that's made up by the Illuminati. Like they say, you know, the attacks on September 11th, that was them that caused it, that, you know, planned the whole thing, and just as a way of getting rid of certain people of the world and making room for more powerful ones and all these crazy things.
Well, Thug Love is saying that the members that I talked about earlier, they think that they are members. They are the bootleg Illuminati. if you guys want to join the conversation, remember, Telstream on Skype. Come into the chat room. You guys can interact with us. It always makes the show better. Let's see. Let's see what else. So much on the Illuminati. I'm trying to give you guys the basic facts here. The New World Order now, it came about, let's see. They want to have one government, one person control, you know, and they want America. I forgot to tell you that. They want America to lead us into the New World Order. Reds gave me a fascinating statement of principles by a group called the New American Century. I'm sorry, Project for the New American Century. It is signed by people like Jeb Bush, Dick Cheney, Steve Forbes, let's see, Donald Kagan, Dan Quayle, Donald Rumsfeld. These big heads actually signed a statement of principles. Our aim, let me just read you this. Our aim is to remind Americans of those lessons and to draw their consequences for today. Here are four consequences. We need to increase defense spending significantly if we are to carry out our global responsibilities today and modernize our armed forces for the future. We need to strengthen our ties to democratic allies and to challenge regimes hostile to their interests and values. We need to promote the cause of political and economic freedom abroad. Also, we need to accept responsibility for America's unique role in preserving and extending an international order friendly to our security, our prosperity, and our principles. So these people, pretty much what they did was draft up this statement saying that, you know, American was a strong leader before, right? And we need to have America in the forefront of being in this new world order. They need to be the leaders of the world, not every country for themselves, but America. And by doing this, by strengthening the military and modernizing weapons and stuff like that, that's how we will propel America to be a leader for the future. So that's another thing about the Illuminati. They want America to be the leader.
I'm sorry, you said they want America to be the leader of this whole new world order?
Yeah, even though there's going to be that, either it's going to be the new pope or whoever, but America would be at the forefront of the new world order.
A lot of people are not going to like that, because a lot of big countries hate America anyway.
Exactly. So that was another thing. Let's see. Did you have anything else, Fran, that you wanted to say?
I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
No, basically, I'm just, as you're going on, I'm just, you know, I did a little bit of research, but you basically covered most. It's just kind of amazing to me what they say, that the New World Order, you know, one government to rule the whole world, one language, one currency. Who's going to agree to that? And as we said, it is a theory. It's never been proven. No facts have ever been found, because if it's a secret society, then the members are not going to the real members are not going to reveal the truth. That's just what I feel.
Well, they're saying that these real members are, you know, the heads of state, the president, the controlling people of different countries. It doesn't really necessarily have to be America, but in all countries, they're saying the New World Order is said to control the wealth of nations through central banks via the hello. Can you guys hear me? Hello? Oh, where's Fran? Oh, she said beer. I'm sorry. No problem. Said that they control the central banks, right? Mm-hmm. The central banks of the United States is called the Federal Reserve System, for you guys who don't know. And it's a theory that the Federal Reserve System is designed to transfer wealth from the poor and the middle classes of the United States to the international bankers of the world.
You know what? I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just got the news that allegedly Obama bin Laden is dead, and that's why...
Who?
Bin Laden, and America has the body, and that's why Obama is about to go on TV and talk about it.
Wow.
Can you hear me?
I'm hearing you.
Are you guys there?
I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you.
Hello?
Obama? No. Not Obama. Bin Laden is dead? You're talking about Bin Laden in the Middle East. Is that who you're talking about?
Yes.
This is breaking news. Okay. So Bin Laden is dead and Obama has the body, apparently.
Yes, and that's why he's about to go on TV and talk about it. This should be interesting.
Wow.
Because allegedly, that's how this whole thing started.
Wow. This is amazing because we've been hunting this man for more than, what, has it been 10 years yet?
Well, I just turned on the TV and it's like on every channel. It says Osama bin Laden reported dead.
Turn on the news for me. Osama bin Laden is dead.
All right, that's supposedly a picture, the $10 bill folded up into what looks like a paper airplane.
Okay.
And then those, what do those look like?
The Twin Towers on fire.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I saw that already. Wow.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank you, Darren. Thank you very much. That was my, I have to tell you, that was my 14-year-old son, you guys.
I thought that was Red's.
No, it was my 14-year-old son, Darren. And he's over here in the conversation. And he tells me the $10 bill full airplane. A special paper airplane, sorry. It looks like the Twin Towers on fire.
Yeah, I saw that.
And that was manufactured what?
Before 2001.
So any $10 bill before 2001 looks like that?
Yeah, I think so. Nico's brother, Emilio, showed me
that. Oh, thank you very much, Darren. Thank you for contributing to the show.
Mikey is saying, I'm sorry, Fletch is saying that America couldn't get the oil from Iraq. Do you really think they could rule the world? It says guest 3591, but I believe that's Fletch or someone wearing his clothes. Mikey's saying that he does not believe that he's dead, that they really take people for idiots. Thug Love is saying how he's dead and him and Bush are friends. Welcome, Marlon. Thanks for joining us. I'm sorry, we are here talking about the Illuminati tonight, but we just got some breaking news that Obama bin Laden has been killed, and we're kind of, Fran,
that's why you're confusing me, Fran. The man's name is Osama.
And what did I say?
Obama.
I'm sorry, it's my Puerto Rican accent. I'm sorry, I get confused sometimes with letters. English is my second language.
I know, but you know what? You, because that's something like my mom would say. You know, she would say Obama bin Laden, and I would say, Mom, stop saying Obama bin Laden, and she would keep going on and say Obama, and she's like, you know Obama, and I'm like, no, I don't. He's the president. Okay, Osama bin Laden has been killed. Now, okay, how was he killed? I want to know. What are they saying, Jalov? How was he killed? Okay, let's see. Mikey said, who killed him? I don't know. Mikey, you're saying the same thing I'm thinking. Who killed him? Because I want proof.
And Thug Love is saying that he probably died because he had kidney disease. But the U.S. wants to take credit for killing him.
For killing him. See that?
Yes, Jalov broke the news here first. Thank you. Even though
you said Jalov. National
security, you didn't say that. My mother just called me frantically speaking Spanish really fast. I hardly understood her. She just said, he's dead. So I just had to tune in.
You guys, I said I want to know who killed Osama bin Laden. And Red Man comes in the room and he says, you want to know who killed him? A ninja.
Oh, goodness.
Who else could have killed him? Oh, Ninja Man.
Poor Ninja. We get blamed for everything.
We can't blame Ninja for that. They need to show me proof, man. You know what? I think this is another thing. I think that the news is paid to put on crap.
How do they know so fast that it's him? How do they know so fast?
No, the news is paid to put on crap. To poison us and not show us the real issues of what is going on in the world. You know, if you live in America, you really don't know what's going on in other countries, right? They say how many...
They show you what they want you to see.
They show you what they want you to see, yes. Look, the other day, what did everybody watch on TV Friday morning? The whole... Okay, the prince was getting married. The prince of... What do they call him now? The prince of Cambridge? Or the Duke of Cambridge? Whatever. The prince of England is getting married. And everybody in the world... Not everybody. But everybody tuned in to see what was going on. Now, there are how many kids that die every day in this world? And there is nothing on news about that. Thug Love is saying media is a brainwash. You have to listen to other countries' news to go know what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, you could go on CNN and, you know, you could watch world news and kind of get... But, you know, the media is also controlled by government. The media is controlled by maybe the Illuminati and the elite group. So it's only... We're only informed of certain things. Guys, just suggestion is... 10:55 now. When Obama starts speaking, maybe we could go on a commercial break, just so everybody could catch up on the news, and maybe then we'll discuss it.
Exactly. That sounds good.
Thug Love is saying that if you live in the U.S., you have to watch Al Jazeera. Isn't that like a Muslim thing?
That is the Muslim. That's the in Iraq. In I'm sorry, Iraq. That's their news over there. In the Middle East. That's like CNN for them. And Mikey's saying not CNN news. CNN news is too. I would say every news station, because the government can easily say, hey, you are not putting that on TV. Marlon, how did you get
them? They censor them.
Yeah. A lot of the news is censored. We don't hear about a lot of stuff that's going on. Okay? We don't hear about a lot of the news. That's why it's for you guys to sit there and educate yourself. Because the news is not going to do it for you. TV is not going to do it for you. You need to read. You need to get different newspapers. If you really want to know what's going on in the world, the internet has a broad... You don't even have to go buy those things. Okay, Marlon, hush up. You don't really even have to go buy those things. You guys, the internet is there for you. Okay.
Welcome, Rachel in New Jersey. Welcome to the show.
The internet is there for you to go and explore. Now, I'm not saying everything on the internet is right, because there's people out there that's gonna throw crap at you too. It's for you to decipher, you know, what you need to know. And what's real and what's what's real and what's fake. Molly, I didn't eat. I'm sorry. My husband brought me a nice steak dinner, and I'm sorry. It's overwhelming. I have to eat.
Thug Love is saying that. Thug Love, are you a he or a she? I mean, these names. I watched a DVD, and it stated that England controls our news, the U.S. news.
Oh my God,
Marlon, you are not being nice tonight. Be nice to the co-host, please.
Thug Love, would you like to let us know what the name of that DVD was? We like to, I would assume he's a he too. We like to let our listeners know, like, what they can watch and where they can go to find that true and good information about things like that. Okay, so.
Talking about Osama is dead, but I mean, he's not the only leader of them. You know how many on his same level, how many people on his same level there are all over? Give me a break.
They killed in the early battle when we first went over in 2000. What year did we go over? 2002?
Yes.
We went over in, okay, September 11th happened in 2001.
One, exactly.
Okay, so we went over there a year later, a couple months later, to go ahead and bomb them or whatever. But they said that like a couple of his right-hand men were taken down like right away. But that man, he has power all over that country.
Of course. Mikey's saying that he's a friend of the U.S., but...
Mikey's right. Mikey's right. He was our friend at first. We gave him weapons. It's been shown that we gave him...
Here. He was trained in the United States. I'm sorry. He came here. He had all this money. He learned, was it with the CIA? I don't want to give any wrong information, but didn't he train with the CIA or
FBI or something like that? Yeah,
one of these, you know, groups. Then saying he was born in Saudi Arabia, and his parents basically had so much money. His father is from Yemen, and his mother was from Syria. And they founded a construction company and became a billionaire. Then, you know, he was living here. I'm sorry, I'm reading as I'm sharing. Moved here, made all the money, hated the U.S., and went back. And he basically supported the Afghan resistance, or which became a jihad, or the holy war, and all that good stuff.
We all know where he ended up, right? He ended up... now, wait a minute. I just went on Wikipedia. We're sitting here, and it says on May 1st, 2011, U.S. officials announced that Bin Laden was dead.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh. So, okay. They said he was trained by the FBI. If you guys didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. And that's trained how by the he has so much FBI. Intelligence.
Mikey's saying rubbish.
Yeah, he was that's how come he has so much intelligence on the US that he was able to really fool people and do all these things.
Oh, and I don't know if you guys knew this, but he has 26 children.
So junior somewhere. Is,
so you Jamaican men that only have 13? I'm just making a joke. I'm sorry. You guys are slacking, okay? All it is saying, Al-Qaeda tell the government before they do a terrorist attack, they are gangster. You're right. They're my gangster for real, Marlon. So, I forgot what Jala said. Jala said this news is the fall of the Berlin Wall of this decade. You think so, Jala? I mean, we had to resurrect this somehow.
Yeah, you know, I mean, what's the other guy's name that got killed too? That they found him like in a little cave in the hole, and what was his name? The other. Oh my goodness!
Are you talking about Saddam?
Yes, Saddam Hussein.
Where's Saddam dead?
They killed him.
When did they kill Saddam? No, really. I'm asking. Saddam Hussein. When did they?
Yes, he was captured, and then he got like the death penalty, and he was killed.
Lord have mercy. Oh, he was executed.
He was executed. Yes.
Wow.
Tell guest 3591, could you please get a name? I know who you are, but I need my friends here in Tella to also know.
Somebody says now the Republicans can go to hell because they said Obama was wasting government money to take the troops out of Iraq to focus on catching Bin Laden. You know what? I don't remember everything that goes on, Slim Barry, so maybe that part of my memory has been erased. But Thug Love is saying they played us again. They're playing us again. I didn't realize, you know what? I knew they caught him, but I did not remember him being killed. I really didn't. It's just, you know. So, I'm sorry, guys. Short-term memory loss is a biatch. Okay. Well, let's see. This is really breaking news because I need to see a body. I need some forensics.
Exactly. How is this confirmed so fast? I'm waiting for the president to come on TV and really tell us. We can't, you know, just speculate. We have to know exactly what happened. Exactly. How did they know for sure that is him? They're saying that this man is so powerful that, you know, he had even, like, changed his fingerprints, that he did all kind of things just not to be captured. So I'm waiting to hear exactly how they came to this conclusion.
They also said he had so many body doubles.
Yes, they did say that. They did say that. He was hung. Thug Love is saying that they did not kill Bin Laden. Well, we don't know yet. We're waiting to hear.
Well, the U.S. did not kill Bin Laden. But, you know, now I'm not listening to the news, but if you guys hear that they said that, if you guys hear that they said an actual U.S. personnel killed Bin Laden, please let me know. Please let me know. Oh, my mom said he was shot in the head. Okay, see, my mom is on the, my mom is beating y'all to the cause. Hold up. Big up, mommy. Hold on. He said he was shot in the head. Bin Laden is dead. He was shot in the head. Okay, mommy. Thank you. But was it a U.S. person? I need to know if it was somebody in the U.S. that did this. Because if they tell me that, if they tell me that Osama bin Laden is dead, and next week we see on Al Jazeera or whatever, this man got another tape out, that's a problem. Because you know he'll come back tomorrow with another tape and be like, y'all stupid idiots.
Like, ha! I fooled y'all. I'm still here. Made a fool of y'all. Guess 3591. Please change your name. We appreciate your input. You're saying some very interesting things. But please change your name. Thank you.
He says this show has gone off the rails. He's just saying.
From the Illuminati to this man.
Now, this is a conspiracy theory. See, we were talking about conspiracy theories.
You know, you called it, Miss T. This was your idea for this topic. Yeah.
We were talking about conspiracy theories, and look, this is a conspiracy theory in the making right here. We watch. Wow. Of course, we will have to find out more details. That's all they're saying on the news. I need to know. Okay, hold on a second. I'm getting some more input from the family here, you guys. A good book for conspiracy theories is Jesse Ventura's Conspiracy Theories. American Conspiracies, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. You guys know Jesse Ventura. He used to be a wrestler in what state? Minnesota? He's the governor of Minnesota now. He was the governor of Minnesota. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I got to get my facts straight here. But he had like a little series on TV. I don't know if it's still on True TV about conspiracies. It's a good thing to watch, guys. Good thing to watch. Even if you have a and he has a book about it. Excuse me. Even if you had some doubt, you know, you have your own mind.